Welcome to your reader's brief for Chapter 2 of the Talk Python in Production book. This one's called What We've Tried. And it's really, well, it's a fascinating look into how the Talk Python hosting setup evolved. It's not just theory, it's the real story.
Exactly. You get to see what worked, what didn't, and importantly, why certain choices were made as the application grew.
Yeah, the logic behind it all.
And what's really key right at the start, I think, is how the author makes it clear this isn't a blueprint for running something like Google.
Right. Sets expectations.
Totally. They give you the actual numbers, around 9 million back-end requests a month, 15 terabytes of traffic. Impressive, but manageable, you know?
Definitely. And all in about $100 a month for hosting, which is pretty amazing.
It really is. And knowing that scale helps you, the listener, figure out if their experiences kind of map onto what you might be dealing with.
Okay, so let's trace that journey. It starts with early days, zero experience.
Yeah.
The first choice was Python Anywhere. That's a PaaS, right? A platform as a service.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it handles all the server stuff for you. Super easy for Python apps.
And it was like $5 a month, perfect for just trying out an idea like the podcast. You can even code in the browser.
Yeah, it worked well for a while, even as the podcast got pretty big, top three developer podcasts, I think.
But those four-hour maintenance downtimes, that became a real issue.
That's the turning point, isn't it? When a hobbyist platform just can't keep up with something growing that fast. Downtime starts to actually cost you in terms of audience or maybe even revenue.
Yeah, exactly. So time to move on, which leads to this next phase. Growing up, DevOps style.
And this was a big leap. The author admits they were mainly a Windows GUI developer. Suddenly, it's Linux, command line. Scary stuff for many.
I can imagine. So instead of jumping straight into, say, AWS or Azure, which can be overwhelming,
they chose DigitalOcean. The focus was simplicity and affordability, plus good performance. It wasn't just about the cheapest option, but the simplest to manage, especially doing DevOps all by yourself.
Makes sense. So the setup was what? A single Linux VM?
Yep, one Linux box running the whole stack. UWSGI, the Pyramid web app, MongoDB is the database, and NGINX out front managing traffic. Pretty standard, but still a learning curve.
Definitely been there with NGINX configs.
Mm.
So that single server couldn't last forever with growth, right? What came next?
Right. Then came embracing the cloud, sorta. The thinking was, okay, let's scale out using multiple small, cheap VMs.
For isolation, like one for the main website, one for the courses site.
Exactly. Another for Python bytes and so on. At one point, I think there were 8 little Linux servers running.
8?
The idea was if one has a problem, it won't take down the others. Seems logical.
Okay, but I sense a butt coming.
Well, yeah. The reality hit. Managing 8 nearly identical Linux VMs. Think about monthly security patches, reboots.
Oh, nightmare. Especially the database server, too.
Exactly. It actually increased the complexity. Suddenly you need fancy notification systems, maintenance modes. It just ballooned.
So the goal of isolation and simplicity kind of backfired.
Completely. It turned into this huge patching headache. It really shows how a scaling step that looks good on paper can create totally unexpected problems in practice, especially when things like the database are still shared underneath.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture for you, the reader? Chapter 2 shows that finding the right hosting is no one-time thing. It's iterative.
Mm-hmm. It's driven by growth, and there's always this tension, isn't there, between keeping things simple and needing to scale up.
Yeah, that push and pull.
And it underlines a key point. Even if you have a plan, deploying stuff and keeping it running day to day throws curveballs. Your infrastructure will change. Mm-hmm. You have to be ready to adapt.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought for you to consider. How might a solution that seems perfectly simple and elegant for your project right now, how might that create hidden problems or bottlenecks later on as you grow?
Yeah.
This chapter really is all about learning, adapting, and refining as your needs and your traffic evolve.